Howard Sutcliffe, Clwydian Range AOMB officer, tells us about the area's special links with Merseyside.
The links between Morvamai and the northwest of England are quite historic. When you're actually stood in Merseyside, the big hill you can see from Merseyside is Morvamai, and it's quite distinct. So when there's snow on Morvamai, the whole of Merseyside can actually see it. So we've got a long history and links with Merseyside, primarily due to Crosville, who started running buses to Loggerheads. Crosville Motor Company actually bought the country park and used it as a method to get people from Merseyside on their one day off, which was Sunday, out from Merseyside by putting their hands in their pockets and purchasing a ticket. And then when they got to Loggerheads, there would be all sorts of different things going on. There was tea gardens, there was a dancing hall, there was a bandstand and various other fairground attractions. We've also got the big Merseyside link with the Second World War, when people from Merseyside were evacuated to North Wales, and a high percentage of them would have come to this area. And so the more modern links are links through either evacuees or through Colomendy, Colomendy being formerly Liverpool Outdoors Education Centre at Loggerheads. As children grow up, their historic memories are that they would like to take their own children back to where they've visited and enjoyed the countryside. So it's generation taking a new generation to Loggerheads and Morvamai as time goes on.
Bob Griffiths, a former Boy Scout from Merseyside, who later moved to the area, tells us about his visits to Morvamai back in the 1950s.
In them days, we were more carefree and what have you. Because of the way we were taught in them days, you know, the scouting skills in them days and things like that, I would just, on a Saturday morning, with either Ronnie Meacock or other lads, Brian Spence or what have you, Sonny McCarter, we would up and jump on a bus at Woodside. You'll know Woodside bus station at Birkenhead. Yes, I can recall one of the days out from camping at Bacarrig was to climb up, walk up Morvamai. In those days, the tower was in a rather poor state, with just a stubby base with loose stones on the top of the base. But the views were still as magnificent as they are today. And I can recall it being a windy day, and we were all crouched down behind part of the wall. But subsequently now, the tower has been refurbished. It's had proper steps built onto the three sides, and it's been faced off. You have proper viewer points pointing out the Snowdonia Range, the views over Mold and over to Liverpool. It's still a favourite spot, and I should imagine I'm walking up to the top of the tower at least a couple of dozen times a year still.
Bob now volunteers his time, helping with the management of Morvamai.
Well, the volunteering work, I got started about 6 or 7 years ago, and there's just such a variety of tasks, and it's getting you out into the countryside. We're doing it for the Denbighshire Countryside Services. There's a fantastic team of volunteer friends. We get on really well. The tasks are varied. The skills we've learned in dry stone walling, repairing footpaths, building stiles, fitting waymarkers and finger posts, mundane tasks of tidying up litter after the general public, clearing glades on Movindig, habitats for the wildlife, for snakes. So all in all, I enjoy doing it. I look upon it that I've taken a lot out over the years, and I just feel now it's time to give my free